Caitlin McDonald here with the Social Speak Network. And in today's video, I'm going to be diving into how to easily write a blog post for your business in 2019. Can you believe that it's already the end of the year? I just can't believe it. But as we're looking towards 2018, a lot of us are planning out our content strategies and really diving into what topics we want to be talking about. But then comes the daunting task of actually creating the content. So I'm going to run through the strategy that we use for easily writing that good blog post for your business. So the first and most important thing with this strategy is that you're writing a piece of content, an article, a blog, about something that you're already knowledgeable in. You should be able to sit down and already have an idea of what your thoughts are on this topic and have some background or history, you know, actually creating something with it. So for example, we have some psychotherapists who are clients. I'm not an expert in brain spotting or EMDR. So we have a writer who is an expert in that so that she can efficiently and expertly create a piece of content for our clients. So you being in your business, you should know your industry and you should know the topic that you're going to be writing about. So that's just kind of the first and foremost. But tip number one, once you have your topic that you want to write about, see what other articles have been written about it. So just do a Google search and see what else comes up. And so what you want to do with this is create a list of those different articles that stand out, and brainstorm the ideas of what you could write about within your own blog post. And so right now we're just gathering information. We are batching your time, which we've talked about before, and I'm sure we'll talk about again. So rather than diving into the writing of your blog post first, you're just doing the research. So figure out what headers they use within their blog and what keywords or subtopics really stand out within these blog posts that other people have written. And then also think about the general flow as you're reading through the topic. Again, this shouldn't be the first time that you're seeing the information because you're already an expert. You're already knowledgeable about this topic. So that allows you that freedom to really run through the general flow of the article and see what stands out to you. Next, take a moment and see and think to yourself and write down what's missing from the blog post. So what you want to do is, you know, we've taken a look at the flow, we've taken a look at the headers and subtopics that these people are talking about, but what's missing? How can you make your blog stand apart from them? And write down what those items are. Additionally, make note if your view and your expertise and education has led you to believe something different from what these other blogs are all saying. We always like reading a piece of content that pulls apart other theories and other expectations that people have. So make special note of any of those instances. Now we get to start writing. So we've done the research part. We've taken a look at what blogs are out there. We have seen what's missing from the blogs and from the blog outlines. But now it's time to create your own blog post. So I recommend at this stage, taking out either a plain sheet of paper, you can use paper, or jumping over to Google Drive or just a Word doc, and writing down your own flow and your own outline for the blog post. So one of the reasons why I recommend doing your own outline for the blog is you're a busy professional. having this outline written down all at once allows you to jump away, take care of a client, answer a phone call, make dinner, and then come back to the task at hand. If you don't have that outline, you're going to have to keep on going back to the research and back to the notes that you have. But with the outline, you can just jump right back in. And then additionally, do you really have a time to write, you know, a 2,500 word blog just in one sitting? Probably not. So this outline allows you to come back again to what you're doing. And, you know, doing the outline, it allows you to kind of see have the end in sight as you're working your way through the blog post. Number four is to batch your time when you're actually writing your blog. And so this means, you know, focus on one thing at a time while you're writing it. So rather than writing and editing as you go through, just see how much content you can get down. It might be pretty bad or it might be awesome. So just make sure that you get all that content down first and you already have the outline. So just write. And then from there, you can go back and edit in a different sitting. But if you keep on going in, trying to write content, then trying to edit it, then trying to write some more and trying to edit it, it's going to, in the end, take a lot longer to have that complete blog filled out. And so oftentimes we've seen our clients lose motivation for actually finishing that blog post. And then my last step and last tip is if you don't enjoy writing, that's okay. You can still easily create a great blog post, and you can transcribe it. So you could either speak into a video like this and download the file from YouTube, for example, or utilize in Google, on Google Docs, you could use their voice typing tool, which works actually a lot better than Siri does, because it doesn't cut you off after every minute or so. You can actually just keep on talking and then using your keyboard, edit and type in as well. So I highly recommend doing that. Again, you can use your phone. Just make sure that you are checking to make sure that Siri hasn't stopped recording you. But the great thing is, you know, if you have a 10-minute long video and you transcribe it, or audio and you transcribe it, that's about 2,500 words. So all you have to do then is go through and edit it. Now, of course, before you publish your blog, definitely read through it and edit it. But if this is one of your first blog posts that you're publishing, you're probably going to be a big stickler for the exact words and making sure it's 100% right and everything. But you know what? It's better to have something out there that you can then go back and edit than waiting 6 months before you feel comfortable publishing the blog post because you've had 25 different people read it. Utilizing WordPress, for example, or Squarespace, or even Wix is just such an easy way to get content published. And then you can always easily jump back in and edit it if people point out any grammatical errors. Google also does like to see that blog posts are updated. So if you found that you wrote a blog post that maybe wasn't quite long enough or in-depth enough a few years ago, you can always go back and update that and then change the publish date so that Google does see it as that new article. And then if all of this just seems way too much for you and you just don't have time, feel free to outsource your blog writing. There are plenty of professional writers out there who do have some sort of expertise within your industry. We've used Upwork as well as Writers Access to come across great writers that are now part of our team and have that specialty within a specific industry. So best of luck with your blog writing, and thank you so much for tuning in. Please, in the comments, write if you have any questions. You see my dog back there. My daughter just woke up from her nap. But please, if you found this helpful, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you have any questions or comments, please just write them down below. Again, my name's Caitlin McDonald with the Social Speak Network. And thank you so much for tuning in.